Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, family, and welcome to the Ask Yaya Feeney Show. This is a special edition of the Ask Yaya Feeney Show, where the show is about women over 50 or women 50-plus dating. And there's an upcoming show on November 25th. I think it is November 25th. So what we're trying to do is promote, well, what we're doing is promoting, and we want you to ask questions and to get a feel for what the actual show is going to be talking about on the 25th. So this way you can ask questions, and if you have a question that you may not want to ask right now, you can maybe think about it and type it up and send it to Yaya Feeney, and that will be something that they will address at that time. I'm going to bring Yaya Feeney up in just a moment, and I'm going to actually have her talk about Marsha Sims and let her give you some background information. But please go to www.yayafeeney.com. See what she has to offer. You know, she's a teacher. She has spiritual guidance. She does consultations. There's a lot of information in reference to her workshop and the services that she offers. So that's www.yayafeeney.com. YEYEFINI.com. YayFeeney.com. The call in number for our guest is 310-742-1887. And thank you very much for calling in and spending your time with us. When you call in, you're going to have to press the number 1. That way we can bring you up on the air and you can ask your questions or give comments. You know, you don't always have to ask a question. You may just want to state a fact or make a comment or something that we have spoken about. And I'd like to say thank you to the people in the chat room. Welcome to our show. At this time, I'm going to give you our brilliant, brilliant host, Sister Yaya Feeney.
Hello, Yaya Feeney here. Just happy to be here and looking forward to this show today. One of the things that I must say here is, of course, giving thanks to Ruby for always being on call, on duty, on friendship, on love. And so right now, my website, if you look at it now, it looks kind of crazy because it's actually under construction, reconstruction rather. And so it looks kind of like, what? But it's just that it'll be ready by tomorrow. We've been waiting for this since, well, it's just say let's have it now. So really, it's going to be some wonderful things going up for my website. I'm so happy. After like 6 years, I'm revamping it and getting a nice lady that is doing it for me. So if you go there and it looks kind of crazy and you can't see anything, it's because we are in shutdown mode. But as Ruby was saying, that we are offering classes and that for the there's a calendar of events for the month of November and December. This coming Sunday, we'll have the show with Marsha. And it's an amazing, amazing, you will be very, very happy to be to listen to this beautiful, powerful woman who is the owner and director of Sorted Out. Sorted Out is a company that she started, and she'll be on in a few minutes to tell you more about Sorting Out, but it's a company that she helps you to go directly to her, and she comes directly to you, and she comes into your home and help you organize books and papers and your life, you know. And so Clutter Free University, she has classes on that. She has Power Over Paper. She has a mini class. She has all types of things. And she has pictures of people's homes before and after. She can come and declutter a space, an area, or an entire house. And she shows you the power in it. So it's really, really client-focused. She's a professional organizer, author, and you'll be happy to have her on. But today, one of the areas is to start out your life in terms of dating over 50, because I know some, many of our listeners are perhaps over 50 or have, and it's like 40, 50-ish, have family members who are gorgeous, beautiful, attractive, and are still asking themselves some of the questions that we have up here. You know, what is it that is holding me back from dating? And one of the things that I found that has helped me over the years in addressing that issue with myself as well as others, you kind of have to come to center and recognize that cultures have changed. We have evolved. Usually a woman of 50 would be expected traditionally, maybe 40 years or more ago, would be expected to be a grandma sitting down knitting, taking care of the grandchildren and not having a life if she was a widow or if she was a divorcee or if she had never married. She would be considered an old maid or a spinster. And so today's world, it's completely different in that at 50, it's like a renewal of your focus on yourself. In the past, you would be just shutting down and knowing, well, my life is pretty much over. Let me just go on now and deal with grandkids and continue to give more and just be surrounded. Now, mind you, being a grandmother is a beautiful thing. But if you're a woman who is still interested in having a meaningful relationship, whether it's just going out dancing or if it's leading into marriage, then you have that option to do it without anyone thinking that you're a loose woman. And I think that those are some of the topics that I would like to for Marsha to address. And some of the questions that we're asking here is, am I doing something wrong? Next question, why is it that an attractive, intelligent, and successful woman like me still does not have a date for next weekend? Also, what new skills can I learn to attract a meaningful romantic relationship as a vibrant 50-plus-year-old woman? And then, is there a magic formula that I don't have, or will I remain single and unattached forever? And then the last question, is there a spiritual reason for this blockage? And so those are questions that I think that she will be able to answer and go into great detail in our show next weekend, which is she's actually doing a workshop here in Florida, here in West Palm Beach, but we're going to have it available to the listening audience. And so you can come, and she has handouts and games and all types of things that she'll be using to let you know that being 50, you're coming into a part of your life that is very important in terms of connecting to your spirit. And that's what I would be speaking about today and a little next week, is that the spiritual balance that is required for someone to attract a mate, if you're interested in that, is that if you know yourself, you have to ask yourself the first question is, do I know me? Do I really know myself? What is the thing that I can say definitely I do and I want and I attract and I deserve and I require? And I am okay with that, and I love myself. Because if you're focusing on yourself, then the rest of it is an extension of your belief, of your what your mind, your body, and your spirit is asking for. So in your mind, you're asking for a relationship, but is your spirit ready? Have you done the work required to heal from past relationships? Have you done the work that is required for you to really embrace who you really are and accept yourself as you are and know that anyone that's in your life is there because you allow them to be there. You have given them permission and to treat you in the way that you require. So sometimes when we are disaligned spiritually, then we feel emotionally and mentally inadequate to meet those needs. And so in my work as a priestess, what I do is I assist others, and women of all ages in trying to find out, am I ready for a relationship? I remember once I read a person, and they were ready for a relationship. And in the reading, it says that the woman was not ready, but the man was. And it was a couple's reading that I was doing. And then I read them singularly. And the woman could not understand why would it say that the man is ready and the woman was not. It's not saying that they're not ready for this relationship. It's just saying that emotionally and spiritually and psychologically, there are some things that she needed to work through in order to get to a place where he is. So perhaps he was at a place where he was ready for someone who had done their work. So it says that he was ready and she was not. So sometimes you have to check and see, am I ready for a relationship? I mean, I would like to. I would not want to be alone. You might be the question that you're, the statement that you're making. But are you still comparing him to the last person you dated? Are you comparing him to your ex-husband? Are you comparing him to your dead lover? And sometimes you can go that far, that deep into relationships that no longer serve you any good, are not even around anymore. But we get so attached to it emotionally and spiritually, we get that kind of blockage where your mind is unable to stay the long course that is required, as well as we're not clear as to what it is we want in a relationship. Sometimes we want marriage because we want the Cinderella story, and we covered that in one of my other talks. And then sometimes we don't want it, but we figure that we have to settle for the marriage to have a relationship. And sometimes it's just good to have several people involved so that you can just open your spirit into just entertaining yourself and having someone you share a common interest, that you want that male energy around you and in friendship and in support. And then if it works out to be, what it is that you want and you feel, and then you must ask yourself, too, do you want marriage? Is there a thing that, because over 50, sometimes you're looking at, if I get married, I lose my husband's social security, so there are different things that you may lose if you get married. So then there are issues that perhaps when you're 30, you don't address them, but when you're over 50, it's a different reality that's coming to you. You're now, 15 years away from retirement? And so to start up a new relationship and that, as well as and to move your financial stability into another area, that could present some challenges. And so women 50 and over have a different kind of criteria when looking for a mate. Now the challenge then comes in, are you spiritually grounded, spiritually balanced, spiritually understanding who you are and whose you are, the power that you have as a person? And during this time, the end of the year, this is the time that we can look at, and for those of you who are friends of mine on my website on yeyefini.com, we sent out a newsletter, and this upcoming newsletter is how do we end the end of the year? How do we face the end of the year? We have 1 month before it's New Year's. How do we set our New Year resolutions without having clear vision, some of the things that perhaps the last 30 days can give us an opportunity to reach, check, go back, shift the energy. And so I will give some baths and some of my products, like my soaps and my vanishing baths and incense, to cleanse the house and get ready for the vibration for New Year. And so there are several things that you would want to consider when looking for a meaningful relationship over 50, in that if you are balanced and knowing who you are, that's the first question you have to ask. Who am I, and am I happy with myself? Because if you're happy with yourself, then anyone else that comes into your life is an addition and an extension of that joy.
That's true. That's true. Sister Yayafini? Hello?
Yes?
Yes, I apologize for interrupting. But I have Miss Sims on the line. Yes, Martha, she's on the line.
Okay, great.
Do you want me to bring her mic up? Are you ready for me?
Yes. We're
okay,
ready for her.
Yes. Hello, Miss Marcia Sims. How are you? Welcome to the show. You're on with Yaya Feeney.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Marcia. Thank you. And I'm so excited about the show. I've been talking about you and who you are and the kind of work that you do with Sort It Out. And this is an extension of Sorting It Out. It's sorting out your life. So welcome, Marcia. Give us a little blurb on you and some of the things that you do with your life, food classes and that kind of thing. And then let's go right into the show because we have 45 minutes for this promotion of your show next week and your workshop that's going to be held in West Palm Beach.
Yes. And I'm looking forward to it. It's so important that I am so excited to share with women what I have learned. Now, I've learned it the hard way, but I think that I have an opportunity to cut some of the learning curve for everybody else. We've been going on dates, dating, having men call you, tell you you're beautiful, tell you they can't wait to see you, stop answering phones because they've had to wait so long to see you that they're excited, that they, you know, they don't want to spoil. It's what we want. It's what it's what we want men to say to us and do for us, and but we don't know how to do it. So I'm going to teach the people that come how to do online dating safely, because it has to be safe. That's the first, the most important thing. But also have fun with dating and stop making dating so agonizing.
There's a little echo in the call.
I'm really sorry. Could you hear me?
Yeah, but there's a little feedback, a little.
Okay. All right, hopefully it's temporary. I'm almost at my destination. I'm like 4 minutes away.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so that's what the program is about, and that's what I'm hoping to share with everyone. Because I think it's so important. I spent so many years wishing that I could find somebody, wishing that I could be in a relationship, and agonizing over why I couldn't have somebody, and, you know, the people that I did find were creepy and awful. And I finally figured it out and changed my life, and I want to share that.
Great. So some of the questions that we have here, Ruby, can you give her one of the questions that perhaps she's just going to touch a little bit on, and she's going to give us the skills and the, how to maneuver, ask some of the questions that we have here on the upcoming show.
Okay. I heard the questions that you asked, so I'm going to try number two. Why is it that I am attractive, intelligent, Why is it that an attractive, intelligent, and successful woman like me still does not have a date for this weekend?
Oh, I love that question. Okay. There are a couple of reasons. The first thing is, when we were young, when we were in school, in the dating, you know, late teenage, early 20s, you know, we had a bigger pool of, and so it was easy. You know, we were around, the boys were around. I know when I was in college, I mean, there were so many boys and there were so many girls. So there was always somebody new to me. But as we grow up and we become successful and we start getting into our own worlds and creating our own worlds and having children and being busy, we don't have a big pool of men to choose from. So if it takes 1 out of 5 or 1 out of 10 or whatever your number, your ratio is, to meet somebody and then find somebody that you actually like, we may know men instead of 50 that we can possibly pull from. So our pool is too small. That's one thing. The other thing is, the older we get, the more we've been hurt, the more we're afraid. So we go on dates and we're afraid, or we've forgotten how to date, or we've forgotten how to relax and have a good time with somebody. Every date we go on matters so much that we agonize. Women agonize on a date. We're thinking, does he like how I look? Did I say the right thing? Uh-oh, what does that expression mean? You know, am I too fat? What do I have? Does he like what I have on? Does it look good? Does it show? I mean, we go through all this agony on a date, and we don't relax and enjoy it. A date is supposed to be fun. It's just a date. It's not a, you're not going, you don't go out on a relationship. You go out on a date, and you do it to have a good time. The other thing is that women are programmed to be monogamous, and men are not. So we go on a date, and we're evaluating him. Does he have good lifetime potential? Does he make enough money? What kind of shoes does he need? Is he going to have them? You know, is he going to be able to take care of me? And all of those things, we have all this stuff going on in our heads, and this poor guy is just sitting there trying to eat a hamburger or whatever he's going to eat. So men don't really know that we go on dates and we agonize. And then we have to evaluate every single detail. This is what I said. This is what he said. What did it mean? You know what we do. And so what I want to help women to understand is, if, as we take the pressure off and as we really don't wait on each date that we go on, we relax, we start having fun. When we have fun, we're more desirable. When we're more desirable, more men want to talk to us. The more men that want to talk to us, the more men invite us out on dates, and we have more and more and more and more people to go out on dates with, because we learn how to relax in the moment instead of making every single date an agonizing experience. You know, we meet a guy, we decide instantly, do I like him, do I not like him? The truth is, we don't know if we're going to like him or not, and we don't even give him a chance. Everything matters so much. The poor guy is under so much scrutiny that we don't enjoy the interaction. So I want to give you some techniques for toning it down and having fun and laugh more and enjoy these people. Look, men just want us to be happy. We are not happy. Men just want to give us things and do things for us, and we're scared to accept it. So I'm just going to talk to you all about that, about how to relax and enjoy it. Because it can be fun. Yeah, it can be fun if you do it right. If you do it wrong, which is what we typically do, it's miserable.
Wonderful.
And the reason we don't have a date on Saturday night is because of us, not them, which is a whole nother way of looking at this whole dating relationship thing. And I'm going to get you to own it and take responsibility for the fact that you don't have a date, and talk to you about things that you can do to have a date and find people that want to date you. The men out here love to go out with you. They don't care. You know, we are so picky about how we look, you know. Like, I had a friend one time, she said, well, I can't start dating until I lose 30 pounds. But 30 men you're missing out on. No, men don't even care about that kind of stuff.
And if they do, that's not the one you want.
Yes.
Very, very good. I'm excited. I'm excited for the show next week. Because everyone will be getting techniques and little things and coming back. Hopefully we'll have you back so that you can give some testimonials as to some of those that went out on their date. So that I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, I'm on a mission to turn this whole thing around. We have it backwards. We've been brainwashed and we're doing it wrong. And all we have to do is change the way we look at some things and everything will change.
Miss Marcia, can I get you to give some your information out for people who, I'm not sure if you give your website out or your email address or phone number. Can I get you, because this is radio and people go back, and we've had a great, great response as far as the archive, people going back and listening to the show, because probably right now they're probably watching a game or something, so they're not going to take the time out. But they have been going back and listening to the archive of the show. So can I get you to give your information out slowly to make sure that people can contact you?
Absolutely. My email address is Marcia Sims, that's M-A-R-S-H-A, S-I-M-S at sortitout.net. And remember the .net. That's really important. Or you'll get the guy who has the .com. But it's M-A-R-M-H-A S-I-M as in Marcia, S as in Sam, at sortitout.net. And my website is sortitout.net. Now, my website is not about dating or relationships or any of that. This is just something new because I'm committed to helping my sisters to be able to stop being home all the time alone. I can't date but so many people. I need your help. I want to say, you do not have to sleep with these men. That's not required. You don't have to even like all of them. That's not required. You know, of course you're not going to like all of them. See, ultimately, we're only looking for one. We all typically are. So we're looking for one. But in order to find the right one, we've got to go through more than one. So accept it and you know, start going out and having fun. And, you know, the wonderful thing is we go out. It doesn't even cost anything. They pay for everything. No, like if there's a restaurant that you've always wanted to try or a tourist thing that you've always wanted to go to or a play or a movie that you've wanted to see, there's some wonderful man who wants to take you there. And we sit home and brood. We don't have to do that. And you don't have to like Quasimodo. And if you think he's unattractive, let him go and just say, you know, I have my favorite four-letter word for men is next. You don't have to pick somebody that you don't like. This is for you. This is your party. And we are missing it. We're missing it because of some misguided notion that the men are in charge. They're not. We're in charge. And once we figure that out, everything changes. And I'm telling you, I did not know this. I had to learn it. And I've read a lot of books. I've even taken classes. There is a class on how to date. And I'll share that with anybody who wants to know it. It's for women who want to get married, and it's predominantly for younger women. And when I took the class, I was like the mom in the group. I was the oldest person in the room. And there was so much valuable information for me. And I learned that I'm not alone, that that the problems that we have as successful professional women span every ethnicity, they span every age group, this is a collective problem for all women. And but it doesn't have to be like this for us. We just have to tweak some things. There's a terrific book.
Yes. I'd like to say something, Marsha, that I am so excited about this show, and that's the reason why I wanted to do it in November. Because women, Christmas is coming, the holidays, New Year's, all of that, and we get desperate, you know. And so in terms of the holidays coming and you don't want to send it alone, this class, this workshop that you're having next week here in West Palm Beach and on the radio, on Blog Talk Radio, is going to give some tools that you can put into use right away. Trust me, I've used them.
Yep.
And like Marsha said, don't leave all of the men to us.
Right.
Right. That's why this is a good time, because we're going to be bombarded with the holidays and with friends and that kind of thing. And you have to shift your mind of your expectations. So I just needed to say that, Marsha.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, it's so important, because we are our own worst enemy when it comes to dating. We just, and it's all because we have all these preconceived notions. Like, I'll tell you something that I do. I insist, if I go on a date with somebody, they open the car door for me. They open every
mm-hmm.
door for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
They
do what a man's supposed to do, because that matters to me. I like being treated like a lady. And what I've learned is men respect that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now it's hard, because, you know, we're used to jumping out of the car, opening the door. But just slow down. Give them a chance to do what they're supposed to do. And it makes them feel good. You know.
And the thing that makes a man want to do it for you is when you give him the energy, the vibration that you expected, he is like, oh, my God. Because a man wants to please a woman. He does.
Yes.
He wants to walk in the street with someone that's smelling and looking good, so that other
yeah.
people can look at him and say, wow, you got yourself together, you can pull that. So men want to be with us.
Yes, and see, that's the other thing. Like, men are not like us. They wanna please us. We don't really want to please them so much, but we try. But they really want that. Men just want us to be happy. That's all they really
mm-hmm.
want. And it just seems, you know, for us, that's bizarre, you know. Like, it's different. But that's what they want. They feel good when they can provide something for you, or when they can give, you know. And we have to learn how to accept it. In this dating class I took, the motto is receive, 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 because that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to just say yes, say thank you, you know, and let the man make the decision. We let them. Well, not the decision. Let them come up with it. Let them do all the work. And then we just say yes or no. See, our role is so easy, but we've made it so hard because we try to do everything. You know, we're used to that. We have to take care of our lives. We have to take care of the children. We have to take care of work with a boss often. We have to tell people what to do. And the problem is, every skill that you need to be successful is like the opposite of what you need to be successful in dating. So it takes a mind shift. But once you get it, you can relax, because men take over and they want to do everything, and they will. But we have to let them, and, you know, and stop being trying to be their mother or try to give them instructions. No, let them do stuff for you. Relax, enjoy it, smile. All we have to do is smile. That's it. And be available. That's it. Or not even be that available.
Yes, well, the technique that you're going to give, I know it's going to be earth-shaking, because they're so simple and they're so powerful. Before you came on and I was talking about you, I was sharing that when you past 50 plus, you're thinking, you get desperate, because the expectations from when we were younger is that a successful woman has to have a husband and has to have a mate and has to have someone to prove that she's worthy. Whereas the world has changed, and a woman that's 58, she's just beginning her second side of her life. This is a wonderful time to be out and finding how wonderful the world is and receiving. We've given for so many years, and it's time to relax and have someone just buzz around us rather than us working. So those are some of the little things that I was sharing before you came on about this show. So I'm so excited about next week so that everyone can tell a friend and then start having a group, because of some of the classes and things that you offer, you will be able to have groups of women come together and do some of the techniques and that, and really find some happiness and some joy in this upcoming holiday season.
Right.
Okay. Yes. Yefini, will you give, or you or Marsha, either one, give some information on the upcoming workshop?
The one next week? Go ahead, Marsha.
Yeah.
Oh, it's next week. You probably should tell them about where it is and what time it is.
Okay. It's going to be at my office. It's going to be at 3317 Broadway in West Palm Beach. And
okay,
this workshop is, yes, it's going to be right here. And the phone number that you would want to get in contact with me if you need any directions in that, because you will have to call so that we can open the gate, it's 888-419-5848. Again, 888-419-5848.
And the time?
And the time is 5 to 7. It's 5 to 7. And hold on one second. I'm trying to get that information here. I have so much. Okie dokie, okie dokie, okie dokie, okie dokie. Yes, it's at 3 o'clock, sorry. It's from 3 to 5. It's from 3 to 5, and there's a donation of $35 for some of the handouts, some of the tools, some of the things that she will be bringing for you. So it's very cost-effective. It's the cost of a pedicure and a manicure.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That you will enjoy. And you'll be able to meet women and to get some feedback. And so far we have like 17 people registered. So it's going to be wonderful. And then we're going to also be online. You'll be talking again on Blog Talk. And you'll be able to share that. Not Blog Talk, sorry. When you register, we'll give you the number that you call in. And you'll be able to have access to it in person.
Okay,
so again,
good.
The address is 3317 Broadway in West Palm Beach, and the number to call is 1-888-419-5848. 888-419-5848, so that we can open the gate for you.
Okay, and will that number, is that also the number that they will call to speak with you in reference to them calling in and being on the phone during the session?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so family, so we're clear on this, you can go in person or you can be online on the phone, on the telephone, and call in. And once you call that number, then she will give you the access. Yefini will give you the access number or the phone number to call in on, and you can sit at home and be in on this conversation. This is a win-win situation here.
We have a group of women in Ohio. It's about 6 of them that they're going to do it together.
Mm.
6 girlfriends. They're coming out to take this class together, and they're not even here. They're in Ohio.
Okay, and when you register for the class, if you have a group with six in it. Do all six people register and give that donation or that offering, or is it just one?
Well, it's individuals.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Each individual.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. Okay, family, we have a couple minutes left, about 15 minutes left. If you would like to call in and speak with Yaya Feeney or Marsha, the call-in number is 310-742-1887. Again, 310-742-1887. And you have to press the number 1 so that we'll know that you want to speak with them and give a comment, ask a question. And also, family in the chat room, you can type your question in, and I will read your question aloud to Yaya Feeney and to Marsha. Thank you, and thank you for joining us. Okay, you ladies can go on.
Okay, one of the questions that you had here, is there
that
a magic formula?
Okay.
Hmm?
Go on. Go on. I apologize.
Is there a magic formula that I don't have, or will I remain single and unattached forever? I think she kind of spoke to that already.
Yes, she did.
Well, let me speak to it again. Yes. The magic formula is you have to date like a man. You can't just date one person and expect everything to work out. You can't, like, date and until you see if it's going to work out or not, and then date one person. It doesn't work. You really have to date more than one person at a time, because if you don't, what happens is you get caught up on one, and you can't do that. The formula, the magic formula is you have to date more than one person at a time. I recommend 3 and then have some in the wings. Now, remember, you're not sleeping with these people. You're just going out with them, having a good time with them, until they decide that they want to fall in love with you and you want to accept that, or they decide that they just want to leave because you're not being cooperative to whatever their ideas are. So you need the other more to fill in. You know what I mean? So when one falls off, have another one. And so on Sunday, I'm going to tell you the story about this guy that I met, and he wanted to be my knight in shining armor. And then I wasn't cooperative, so he just disappeared. Now, had I been just dating him, I would have been devastated when he disappeared. But when he disappeared, I just made a phone call and put somebody else in my little arsenal. See, that way I stayed distracted, so I didn't have to really care that he disappeared. So he disappeared. That's his loss, not mine. But see, you have to have that attitude. You can't, because you can't start falling in love with these people. Let them fall in love with you, and then you make the decision as to if you want to be in love or not. When I was young, my father used to say, it's more important for the man to be in love with the woman than it is for the woman to be in love with the man. And I thought that was horrible. I thought he didn't know what he was talking about. Why does it have, I didn't want to believe that. Now, at age way, 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 way over 50, he's right. Because the person who's the most in love is the person who's doing the most work in the relationship, is the person who will get hurt the most if anybody has to get hurt. Well, I don't need to get hurt anymore. It's time for me to have fun. I've had a hard enough life that's not where I'm headed, personally. So I have to try to use strategies to minimize that, and this whole dating like a man thing works. So,
mm-hmm.
date like
yes,
a man.
Yes, and the beauty of it is that, remember, as we said earlier, you're not necessarily having the pressure that you got to be married to have value, and this is going to
right.
lead you to the altar and all of that.
Right. The magic is when you're not thinking about getting married, they are. When you're not thinking about being in love, they are. See,
Men fall in love by accident. We plan it. We want to be in love. We have the, you know, men don't. Men fall in love by accident because they're so busy trying to capture you that they fall in love by accident. Now, once they're in love, then you can decide, yes, I want, no, I don't.
Excuse me.
It's a good place to be. It's a better place to be than wanting him to love you and we're waiting up all night wondering if he's going to call. You know how you give a guy your phone number and then you wonder if he's going to call you and you agonize when he... Well, how about if the tables were turned and you give a guy your phone number and when he, if and when he calls you, it's a pleasant surprise because you forgot about him. See, you just change it and it can work in your favor.
Wonderful. I'm so excited about next week. We have so many people come turning out for this class. It's going to be amazing.
And let me tell you something that I do. I have a grid. I put them on a grid because when they call me, I can't even remember who they are. And it's much better. I forget. You know, I was dating guy. I couldn't remember, was he the one from Florida or was he the one from Louisiana? I couldn't remember, and I didn't want to ask him because he know that I had no idea. Or their birthdays pop up, and, like, I have no idea because I don't pay attention because I don't have to. But they know when my birthday is.
Right, because you're having fun. And that's the whole point. Be in a relationship with someone because they like to go out dancing and you like to go out dancing. And that's all it is. It's about going out dancing. It's not that this dancer is going to be the dance that you're doing at your wedding. It's just a dance. It's just a party. It's just for you to feel good again.
It's just a date. It's just a date. And when you can capture that idea that it's just a date, you can start to have fun. That's what men do. Men go on dates to have fun. They don't understand why we're agonizing. No idea.
Yeah, because they have 4 and 5 women already lined up. If this one says, no, I could always call so-and-so. And then when they come back, we're all bent out of shape. And they're like, what? Why is he upset?
Right.
He wasn't available. I wasn't available, so let's go today. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. You know, we have all these hang-ups about, you know, you better call me in advance, and I don't want to be called at the last minute. I don't care. You know, listen, somebody calls me at the last minute and says, let's go dancing at Mango's, and I'm not busy, fine. I don't care. See, I don't care if I'm at the last minute because I get to go someplace I want to go, and then I go home. Mm-hmm. He goes home.
You get the door open for you, and you don't have to pay for your drink and all of that. Get all the fringe benefits.
You get all the fringe benefits. So what if he calls me at the last minute? I don't care. All that means is, you know, the other people that called I didn't want to be bothered with. So, or I did, or whatever. But I don't stress out over it at all. At all. I'm having fun for the first time. And now my dilemma is I have people that want to get married. I have to try to get away from them. I'm doing what men usually do. No, I'm not ready. No. You know, I have them texting me. Like somebody texted me while I was on the way here. Are you still talking to me? Where have you been? Are you okay?
Love it. Love it, love it, love it.
And this is what we want. What women, basically, we want attention. We want somebody to pay attention to us and make us feel special. I just figured out how to do it, and I'm going to share it with you. You can have this. This is, you know, I don't need all of them. I'm ready. I'm going to get rid of them. You can have some of them.
Great. Well, I'm excited for next week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too.
Just call in the number, which we gave you, which is 1-888-419-5848. To register, and we'll give you all of the info, and you can come up, and we're having a wonderful time. We're going to be serving some nice little live food and just relax, Stephen, and have a good time.
That's
and I look
great.
Forward to meeting everybody.
I didn't hear you.
I said, and I look forward to meeting everyone. And
yes, definitely.
I will answer your question.
So I gave out your number, I mean, a little description of your sorted out.
Yes.
Of your business.
Yes.
And the type of things that you do, going to people's homes and help them to start out. And I think that some of the things that we are talking about here has a lot to do with how you're starting out your life.
Absolutely.
How you have emotional clutter, spiritual clutter, and then you're expecting people to come in and just see the living room. And then they ask and they go to the bathroom and they see all of this clutter. And so that's the same thing. When you're going on a date and you want to go out dancing, but you're telling the man, I want to you to look like you're interested in taking me down the aisle.
Right.
And so you're mixing and sending mixed messages. Sooner or later, the man is going to see that clutter in the backyard, in the other room when he goes to the bathroom. And so sort it out is about your home and sorting it out and making some order in your life. But also your area of expertise here is sorting out your personal life as well. So I was giving some insight into that. So I'm very, very excited about that.
Wonderful. Well, I'm excited too.
So if you want to give a little bit more information about your sorted out, this is a good time because we have like 10 minutes left.
Oh, yes. What I do is I teach online classes. Well, my service started with us going out into people's homes and offices, helping them get organized, and we would do that. But what I discovered is when we go in and get everything straightened out, it doesn't help you to develop the habit required to keep it like that. So I started training people to become organizers, and I have a whole training series for that. And then, but I was getting requests for people to teach them how to get organized for themselves. So I started doing that. And so I now have several online programs, and I teach people how to get organized, how to organize your home, how to organize your papers, how to organize your time. And every class has four sessions, and in every class you will have homework, and in every class you are monitored and you have full access to me. So what has happened is, because now I give you the tools to get organized and stay organized, people are finding able to actually do it and keep it up. So I'm very excited about what the program is doing. We've been doing the classes. My Sorted Out has been around since 1992. We've been doing the classes for the last 2 years online, and it's just been really popular. And so that's it. The classes are excellent. People like them, and then they not only take the class, but they sign up for new classes because they want to keep going and stay in the energy of being able to get their homes and offices in order. So I help bring order, and now I'm expanding to bringing order to your personal life, because if you organize how you approach it, the dating, you know, you can have it all. Why not? We can have it
all.
That's
right. Yes, definitely, because after 50, that's the wisdom age. That's when all of the Cinderella stories and the myths and the things that we've been taught that does not work. We have mastered why it didn't work, but we know what doesn't work. So we're able to put things in our life that do work.
Right.
So 50, I found, was a great time.
Yeah.
Great, great, great time, because you're very focused. You're very clear as to what doesn't work for you. The challenge then comes in is, are you willing to be honest with yourself, love yourself enough to know who you are and what you deserve and state it? Be very clear and state it to yourself first, and then it will filter off into your life by showing that you are actually believing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I love 50. I'm way over that, but, you know, love it, love it, love it.
Yeah,
I love this time of my life.
Yeah, this is a good time, as long as you're healthy. And yes, the live food is the health part. So
yes, yeah, so yeah, talk a little bit about the live food as well.
Oh, goodness. I started with live food because I had high blood pressure and they couldn't get it to be normal. And, you know, doctors like to experiment on you. And I was traveling as a professional speaker and I couldn't change my diet. And, of course, I needed to lose some weight and I needed to change my diet. And I didn't know what to do and I was doing it all wrong because I didn't know what to do. Like, I would land in a city and I would go and buy cashews with salt. And then I would go to a grocery store and I would buy cream cheese. And, you know, I was just doing it all wrong, but I didn't know what to do. When I got off the road, somebody talked to me about eating what they called raw food at the time. And I said, raw food? That's disgusting. I'm not eating a salad every day for the rest of my life.
And that's the first time that I met you.
Yes, that's where we met.
It was the first time that I met you. We were at the workshop.
That's right. And at the workshop, I said to you and to the other woman that I met that day with you, I said, well, the food is good. I never learned how to do this. And one of you told me about a woman who teaches you how to prepare live food.
Right.
And I learned how to make I went to five classes. I learned how to make five things at each class. So at the end, I was armed with 25 things, but that wasn't enough. So I started doing live food potlucks. And I did them to get recipes. That was my ulterior motive. And I was having potlucks every month. On the first Sunday of every month, I did that for over 2 years. I have amassed hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of recipes. So now I make everything from raw or live apple pies, pumpkin pies, sweet potato pies. You hear what I like, right, with desserts? Ice cream, strawberry cream pie, because I like to eat desserts. That's what I enjoy. So I had to learn how to translate that to live food. So my specialty is desserts. And I still am not a real vegetable person. I don't really like vegetables. I eat vegetables because I have to. If I had my way, I wouldn't even eat vegetables. But I do. But I learned how to make things that are good, things with sauces, like string beans, almondine, or a dip. And, you know, using a live substitute for egg salad or a live substitute for turkey and dressing and things like that. So I have a whole repertoire of live, but I even make an ice cream that is actually delicious. So,
Marcia, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to interrupt you here. Always leave them wanting more. We have just over a minute left. Can I get you to give your information again, please?
Absolutely. MarciaSims@sortitout.net. And my email is MarciaSims. Well, that is my email. My website is www.sortitout.net. And my email. And my website is, wait a minute, my website is sortitout.net. My email is MarciaSims@sortitout.net. And it's SIMS, only one M.
Okay, thank you. And Yayafini, do you have a couple of words real quick in closing?
Well, no, just come on and sort out your life. You're going to get a wonderful, wonderful experience on the phone or in person. Marcia is going to give some techniques. Why and how is it that we have to allow some of the wonderful men that she knows to be able to stop only just dating her, right? Is that what you said? How to stop making her go out with so many men?
That's right.
She wants to share that the technique so that you will have so many men that you can pick, choose, and refuse, as my mother said. So you can pick, choose, and refuse. Right. So I'm so excited. So next week, from 3 to 5, is going to be the workshop. Come ready to have fun. Bring your notebook, your pencil, your recorder, whatever you need to jot it down to make sure that you have step 1 through 5. And I want to get back on the radio with you, Marsha, so that we can have some testimonials. If we'll have anyone that's available, because they'll be so busy with dating that we'll have to really make sure that they put it down in their little diary to be able to come and join us again and talk about their experiences after using your techniques. So thank you very much. Again, go to sortitout.net, www.sortitout.net, or go to my website, which I say is under construction, for yeyafini.com for more information, and it will be available by tomorrow because my website is being rebuilt. So have a glorious, wonderful evening. Thank you so much, very, very much, Marsha, as well as Ruby, for being a wonderful moderator and producer of the show. Have a blessed evening.
And thank you very much. And family, one more time, that number is 1-888-419-5848. If you want to get in touch with Yaya Feeney and with Marsha in reference to the workshop, thank you and have a blessed evening. Thank you very much, Yaya Feeney, for the show.
Okay.
And thank you, Marsha.
Okay, thank you for having me.
Goodbye.